Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
L is for the way you look at me. Who's plotting? Moments of truth. Y el tango. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, welcome to Why Women Kill AfterBuzz. I'm your host, Jackie Nova, and oh my God, what an incredible episode 3. I mean, we're in season 1, like, hello, right?
It's happening.
It is so happening. I've got my co-host with the Moses. He is writer, producer, hot rod expert, George Corey.
Glad to be here, as always.
Oh, my God. What an amazing episode, right? I mean, we're going to be having a special segment, like, who would you date? And Beth Ann is plotting. April also is plotting. Like, we've got some cool news, and we're going to let you know a little more insight on Lucy Liu. And her favorite thing to do is comedy, so you got to stay tuned for that, right?
Comedy.
Ooh,
coming in.
Whoa, my goodness. Listen, George, overall thoughts on this episode?
This episode was an emotional experience for me. So far, the show has been lighthearted. There were some moments where you felt sad, but overall, it was upbeat. Yeah. It was frivolous. It was fun. And this episode, lots of moments of truth and tugging on my emotions.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I just love how passion turns into jealousy. They mentioned that in the beginning. And then you have the tango dancing. You and I were, like, kind of wondering, like, tango dancing? What is going on? Because each episode has, like, a different kind of little theme in the beginning. But this was all about dancing and tango. And tango dancing with the tango music, it really is about passion.
Can you say tango how you said it in the intro of the show?
El tango.
I felt that, Jackie. I felt that.
Ba-rum, ba-rum, bum, ba-ra-ba-ba-ra-ba-ba. Oh,
am I tangoing?
Oh, you are tangoing, George.
I'm
my
trying.
God. Listen, guys, if you're watching, which I know you are, and we love you so much for it. I wanted to mention too, Tom Hogaboom, who's always watching our show. He mentioned 1957 Ford Fairlane, and thank you so much for that insight. Listen, we love you for that.
Tom, you're the real pro.
You are.
I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. I love it, love it, love it. Oh my God, we're gonna get into some topics. Oh my goodness, moments of truth. George, Jay told Eli. What do you think about that truth?
That broke me because we've said it before. Eli is such a likable character. He's carefree, easygoing, but we found out that the things we like about him are the things that are actually hurting the relationship with Taylor.
Yes.
Taylor is a focused lawyer. She's working long hours. She has him in that beautiful mansion. Mm. And she comes home, sees him hanging out. He's not working. He ain't paying the bills. And I was wondering all along, Jackie, why does Taylor have this sort of hidden animosity almost? You felt that some sort of a hostility towards Eli, and I was trying to figure out. And she told us what it was, and that was a moment of truth that, in fact, Eli's current situation of not selling a script. Look, I'm a writer. And it has been exactly 2 years since I sold my last script. And I'm selling one coming up before 2020, and that's where I'm going to get my paycheck.
But times
have been tough.
Yes.
And I could relate. So it kind of hurt me, too, watching that. But I also realized, you know what, Eli? And although I'm a writer, I'm also a hustler. And you got me working 5 different jobs to pay the bills and stay afloat. And Eli, you need to get it together, brother.
You need to get it together, Eli, my love. Because, ¿sabe qué? You cannot rely on just your wife just because she's a lawyer. I mean, she just had it. she had it. That's a huge mansion. You hear her? She was just like F-bombing, like, this mansion is too big. I was like, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, Jackie.
And a lawyer, and right?
Like a lawyer. A relationship is a partnership.
That's right.
And we forget that sometimes. Y'all are teammates. A partnership's teammates. You can't have one person shooting the threes all day and you're sitting back on the bench sipping on your Gatorade. I know we love Gatorade, but you can't just watch and sip the Gatorade. You got to shoot them threes, boy.
Yeah.
Start working, boy.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, now she has, that's why she really needs Jade. I mean, that was heartbreaking for me. Like, she really needs her because, you see, Jade doesn't require anything. She just gives
love. Yes, I'm glad you brought that in, Jackie, because Jade was a huge part of the moment of truth. Yeah. While on one side of the coin, Eli takes. What did Taylor say? Jade gives, gives.
Yes.
And we were wondering about, you're in this polyamorous,
polyamorous
relationship. And you have such a huge attraction and feelings for Jade, but why? And we know Jade's a beautiful woman.
Right.
But I did feel like the way she was looking at her in episode two, that something else was there. And now we know what the something else is.
And she needs it because it's a very stressful job being a lawyer. You know what I mean? And she's got to take care of that mansion by herself. I didn't realize that. I thought that Eli was also contributing from maybe the scripts from beforehand. I mean, I guess it just wasn't enough.
It
wasn't enough. But we're going to get to...
Sell that script, Eli.
Sell that script, Eli. Bethann, I mean, he's not even writing.
He was so distracted
by Jade. Like, come on, dude. Right?
And you know what? Jade was even cooking. We see him getting frozen pizzas. Yo, did you see how Jade was like, oh, taste this? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, she's in good hand with Jade. We're going to talk more about that. But Bethann finds out, and she gets more into the nitty-gritty about April and her intentions. The waitress, April, like, how close are they getting?
We had the moment of truth with Bethann and April. We found out that April isn't just a waitress at a diner.
Mm-mm.
April is an aspiring singer.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe she's the next Amy Winehouse. We don't know. They're at the White Diamond chilling, and she's sharing her plan. And the way we find out that April wants to be a singer is that she says she doesn't want to get married.
Yes, and look, did you see how happy Bethann got?
Bethann's like, okay. And she said something about, I'm going to return the husband in the same condition you got him in, or something like that.
And she slips and she's like, thank you.
She says, thank you. You saw some excitement. That tells us that Bethann does still want to go the long term with her husband. But at the same time, we see that April's, this is just a phase for her. But there's a bigger thing at sight here, and that's her career.
Yes.
She's not getting distracted by the sex with Bethann's hubby, or should I say Sheila's hubby.
Right.
It's just convenient, and then she's going to move on, because April's true love is actually her career.
Absolutely. And I love how Mark Cherry just put that in the mix. I love how, because you know what, people in that era, in the 60s, women were housewives. I mean, that's what, like, you're a housewife. It's so nice to see that this waitress is not just trying to be a waitress. She's like a struggling artist here who have to do, you know, you got to do your hustle.
And we had a great dichotomy there. We had the independent woman versus the housewife. But what we saw in this dichotomy in that moment, that actually Bethann aspires to also be a performer.
Oh!
She wants to play the piano. She plays it wonderful. Did you hear her on those keys?
So beautiful. And you know what? Kudos again to Mark Cherry, because he interjected not only the tango in the beginning, not only the tango with Simone and her husband, Carl. He also intertwined the piano playing
the music
with
Bethann. And Jackie, you have a background in theater.
Yes.
You were dancing and singing the whole time. It was
so
I don't know
sexy.
What's happening, but I like it.
What a sexy
and it
episode.
Was, it was moving. It was moving the emotions we were feeling.
It was.
The music had an emotional feel to it. And just seeing her play the piano And yo, her husband's a hater, bro. Ooh, he's a hater. He don't want her playing the piano. She shares it with April. And then we saw her moment of truth. She wanted to live in her truth of wanting to be a pianist.
Yeah.
She went home. She killed it on the keys. And I actually want to know if that was, it looked like it was Jennifer Goodwin playing the piano.
We're going to have to find out.
It looked like she was killing it. And if it was a stunt double, whatever y'all did, you're killing it.
That's great.
And the point is, we see him, all he could be concerned about is his stupid martini and his
olive. Like an olive? I was like, oh my God, dude, go get your own freaking
olive.
What's
he doing?
Are you serious? You're interrupting a masterpiece?
Yeah.
Like, what? And I thought when she said she played the piano, like, it was like she has a passion for piano. I thought it was maybe like, la la la, like maybe, you know, Mary had a little lamb, like something simple.
No, it was much deeper than that.
Gorgeous.
And we thought that she was bold. She played the piano. Mm-hmm. She resisted to get the olive in the fridge. And what hurt me is in the end, and this is great camera work, this is great writing, this is great action on the character's part, to close the piano. But it showed she didn't really live in her truth all the way. She didn't break through. She made it like 90% and then retreated.
And talking about retreating, oh my goodness, Simone. And Carl and Tommy. What is going on there? I mean, she is really letting Tommy know the moment of truth.
I thought that her truth was going to be she loved Tommy.
Me too.
Did you see the way my boy Tommy was kissing her hands?
Oh.
And by the way, Lucy Liu, your nails were on fleek.
Fleek!
Those nails are fire. He was kissing her hands. He was romancing her. I'm thinking now Simone is all about Tommy, who's shredded. He has this boyish look, but then he takes off the shirt and you're like, oh, maybe he is a man. He's shredded. He's handling the situation.
Yeah.
But then what gets revealed... What gets revealed is that she's, in fact, still in love with her husband.
And she says, like, I will always love Carl.
That caught me by surprise. Now, that moment of truth caught me by surprise. I thought she's leaning towards a Tommy wagon.
Yeah, well, she's not stupid either. She's like, this man makes the dough.
Should we ship
them? You're a waiter.
I'm going to ship them. This is a ship moment. I'm going to call them Timon. Tommy and Timon. I thought Timon had a stride and it was going to keep going and growing to something bigger.
Yes.
But nah, Simone shut that down in that moment of truth.
Oh my God, totally shut it down. And not only do we have that, we have unexpected moments, folks.
Things that caught us by surprise.
Like Tommy, since we're already talking about Tommy
and
Simone.
Let's go into it.
Let's go into it while he just like over so slightly pours and dumps the food on Carl's lap. Oops.
Yeah, now that caught me by surprise because his muscular butt, I don't know if I can say ASS, his muscular butt, he was ready to beat him up in an alley. I thought it was great writing when Simone turns and goes, he might like that. That was awesome writing on the writing
side. Totally.
It was brilliant. But I thought he was going to end up beating him up in this episode.
I know.
And then what happens? He got slick with it. He showed up as a waiter. What was that? Let's talk about his outfit. What was that? What was he wearing?
Well, you know what's so funny is that Carl tries to get in the conversation saying to Simone, like, look, hey, do you realize that this is not, like, that's an outfit of tango.
Oh, so that was a tango.
Yeah, that's a Spaniard thing.
Does my suit have some ratatata?
It does with that little flower right there. If you put that right here by the ear, bam.
Oh, boom.
Yeah. But yeah, that's crazy.
So he surprised us. Unexpected moment. He was a waiter.
Yeah.
And then a more unexpected moment. He threw was it food? And it looked like it was hot.
Yeah, he did that on purpose. I mean, we all know he did that on purpose. He can't stand Carl. He's just so jealous of that relationship that he's getting even more frustrated. Like, what are you talking about? You need to be with me. Look
at
me.
Can't deal.
What are you dealing with that guy? Like, he doesn't even like women. That is just kind of crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then Jade, another unexpected moment. Like, Jade.
The pop in with the social media influencers. First of all, I live near Silver Lake. Near Silver Lake. Yeah. I need to find out where this club is because the club looked lit.
It looked very lit.
So I didn't expect, I thought her friends are out there.
Yeah.
When they leaned in for the kiss and they were being all intimate and talking about let's fly to Venice, I don't think they're even talking about Venice Beach. They're talking about Venice, Venice.
Like, let's go to Italy.
Whoa, did you anticipate that about Jade?
I did not. I mean, I know that when people are, you know, in the polyamory world, it anything flies,
yeah,
pretty much.
True.
So, I mean, but I just, it was a very pretty unexpected twist to see that she bumps into some friends, which is normal. You bump into friends, but you're just like making out with them like as nothing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you just see the jealousy?
The jealousy was in beaming
Taylor's
eyes.
Face.
Yeah. And what was unexpected about that for me is I thought Jade was more of a home. She looked like she was becoming a homebody with the couple.
Yeah.
And she was good. And I thought she was in it for deeper reasons with Taylor.
Yeah.
And what was projected in the Silver Lake Popping Club, by the way, was that maybe it was more on the surface and she was had one foot out the door.
Yeah.
But then again, we saw the beautiful moment where they all reeled it in. So
they did reel
Jade's
it in.
Actually there to stay.
Yeah.
So that surprised me too.
And we'll see, because there was a little hesitation about holding the hands, but we'll leave that for predictions. Like, oh my goodness, I was kind of like, I think I have, I don't know why I have a gut feeling like she wants to. Perhaps go to, ooh, we'll see for next episode.
Kind of
we'll leave it
pacing,
for predictions for next.
Yeah, it's kind of the pacing of the tango, though, predicting what, anticipating what the next move is, what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this show is doing to me, Jack.
Oh, this show is all about tango and the love and the passion and the all that good stuff. And we're going to step into Beth Ann and April having dinner. That was an unexpected moment.
I never thought. I mean, I knew they were going to be homies.
Yeah, I knew they were.
Not homies.
Mm-mm.
They were having a deep conversation there. And let's give it up to Beth Ann for her game face.
Yes.
I was surprised she didn't buckle. I thought at one point in the conversation, see, I was surprised by how strong she was in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And we know Beth Ann got some strength to her, so she's like a hidden dragon.
She is.
For her to get through a whole conversation, knowing that this woman is sleeping with your husband, and this woman's talking about sleeping with your husband, and you didn't buckle.
What?
Fierce.
Fierce. Very fierce.
Abercrombie and Fitch, fierce.
Yeah. I
smell
feel
it in the mall, fierce.
All of it. I feel out of all the three from the three decades, I, from the get-go, thought that Beth Ann would be the weakest link. And this woman has this sort of strength that's giving her this, like push, because she's like, yeah, you're going to mess with my husband? Well, okay, we're going to befriend you, and I'm going to be real close to you. Like, you always keep your enemies close. And there's a saying to that. It's the truth.
It's facts.
And talking about the truth, George, tell everyone why we love AfterBuzz.
The truth is that AfterBuzz is the ESPN of talk radio, and it's because of you, because you're helping us grow. And to help us continue to grow, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, please hit us with that 5-star rating. And of course, leave a comment, because Jackie can't wait to read those comments. Text me about it and comment back. And sincerely want to say that being here at AfterBuzz means so much to Jackie and I, being in the entertainment industry. And you're allowing us to do exactly what it is that we want to do. So thank you. In the words of the great DJ Khaled, bless up.
Bless up, baby. Talking about bless up. Oh, my God. Yes, we love you guys so much. Thank you. We feel so blessed and grateful for this platform. Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. Bam. We love you.
Y'all are the business.
Yes, but why women kill? Such a juicy, juicy show. There's a lot of plotting going on.
Plotting.
Ooh.
Anticipation.
Beth Ann with her plotting is just, I'm just falling in love with Beth Ann's character more and more each episode.
How could you not? How could you not? Now, it seems like, talking about Beth Ann and the plotting, she has a clear strategy, and she's sticking to her strategy, and
she
it's
is.
Slowly working. What was really cool to me in the production, and this, I really caught this, and great job, production, you are spectacular, was when April called Sheila number two.
I know.
Her roommate, Sheila. And what you saw, and remember, this is taking place in the 60s, pre-cell phone.
Yeah.
And when you saw her have to run across the street, because I was thinking in my head, oh, they can't just iMessage each other.
No.
Or even hit each other in the DM on the gram.
Nothing.
She had to physically run over. And I don't even know if there was a, like, put the call on hold, and then were they doing the spinning dial back then? And
so
then
different.
Add another line before they conference it. But the fact that she had to run over really put me in the era and put me in the episode. And production needs a trophy. They need a trophy for episode
three.
They
need an Emmy for this period. This
it's sizzling.
It is sizzling.
But seeing that happen was really resonated with me. And seeing that she's that committed to her plan, that she has Sheila. See, I didn't know that Sheila was in the know as much about the roommate thing. And that's cool. So her plan. One thing, if you want to do a crime, okay? I'm not suggesting for you to do crime, kids. Don't do crimes. But you need an ally you can trust if you can do the trial.
Exactly.
Because if you get into Prisoner's Dilemma and someone rats you out, that's not a good situation. So I like the fact that Sheila's riding for her girl right now.
That's right. Well, that, you know, Sheila, at the moment she knew that the infidelity was happening with Rob, listen, she's the one that got her the book. She's the one that, like, basically gave her the handbook of, like, this is what you should be doing.
Oh, so on the low, Sheila's like a co-plotter.
Oh, she is. And I love that lady. I love her. The minute that she walked across the street, hi, I'm Sheila Mascone.
Mascone.
I was just loving
double her. Double shot of plot.
Yes, double shot of plot. Yes, that's the kind of neighbor you need to have. Someone that's going to stick by your side.
1,000%.
I love it. I love it. And the other plotting, my goodness, there's plotting everywhere with Taylor, her jealousy, Jade, and Eli. I mean, I almost felt like Eli was plotting a lot because, like, he was not supposed to go to the club. That was very on the down low, how Jade and, you know, Taylor.
She insulted his dancing.
I know.
Did you hear Taylor roll Eli under the bus?
Yes.
And insult his dancing. He ended up coming anyways. He was plotting. Yeah. And let me just say, Eli might not be the best dancer, but when he plotted his way into the club, and you saw that last scene in the club, and he was just getting it in. Eli got some moves.
He's got some moves.
Loose. Yeah. So Eli, who was a plotter, surprised us because he had a plot to kind of stay in the middle and prevent, kind of be the wedge between Taylor and Jade.
Yes.
And prevent them from just being too in love and forgetting about him.
Right.
And his plot backfired when Taylor, we gave the moment of truth that she talked about.
Yeah.
But then his plot kind of unwinded, whereas you see Beth Ann sticking to the plot. Yeah. Eli crumbled under the plot and actually had Jade move in.
Yes.
And stay.
Oh, tell me. Oh, my God. Again, Mark Cherry, you are the bomb writer. Holy
cow. And it
cow.
Surprised me because I thought that Jade was plotting. But what it showed me is that she actually wasn't plotting, and they invited her in on their own accord.
Yes.
I thought she was trying to move her way into the home and stay there, but it ended up that she was actually invited in.
Yes.
The two saw weakness in their relationship and needed her there.
Yes, I love that Eli. You know what? Eli came to terms. He's like, you know
completely.
What? He was like, okay, I mean, I love Taylor. She's my everything. And I guess if I'm not fully doing it for her, I mean, this is not a bad gig. I've got also Jade, who's absolutely beautiful. And so I get to have two women.
Which actually, although he gets the two women, it also demonstrated a lot of self-confidence in him as a man. And I'll be the first to tell you, Jackie, okay, because men don't admit this too much, and this is a Why Women Kill show, but I am going to give some male insight here.
Please do.
Men, we are more insecure than women. But we try to hide that from women.
Yes.
And what Eli did was such a secure move that I really respected it as a man. And said, you know what? The premise of this relationship is an open relationship. And I need to be in tune with your needs. And for you to fulfill your needs, you need her here.
Yep.
He really opened up and allowed that to happen. And that took some confidence that, honestly, I don't have.
Yes, you do. That is a lot of confidence. And I that did make me have more respect for Eli. Because I was like, oh, is he just weaseling his way in just to have sex? And like to be like, oh, I have two women. Yeah, you know, this whole like what a lot of maybe frat party men do.
Yeah, most of those men would have wanted to do it. And he showed his true colors. And
his
colors are bright.
They are bright.
I almost want to say they're pastel colors because pastel's in right now,
Jackie. It is. I'm so glad Eli did that. You know, it shows his strength. And he's like, all right, I guess, you know what? I love how he came down the stairs. I love that shot. Like, he's a hero.
Yeah.
You see how, like,
marched down the
stairs. Yeah, Taylor grabbed his hand, like, This is my man. This is like, yes, we all need each other. That was beautiful. I love every minute of that. And so, yeah, I mean, that goes for showing all the plotting, and we're going to wait for episode 4 next week.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're going to get into a special segment. Ooh. We're going to let George Curry take that segment away. Like, who would you date on this show, George?
There are a lot of likable characters on this show. Part of me wants to say Simone is who I'd want to be with.
Mm.
Because Simone has this undeniable sex appeal. That's a strong sex appeal that's difficult to resist even watching. Yeah. She's so attractive. Her confidence Caliente. As a woman is so attractive to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with the hidden dragon, Beth Ann.
Woo!
Beth Ann, Jennifer Goodwin, you could play the piano for me all night and I'll listen and I might even sing along. I might just sing a few tunes. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
And I'm just feeling her. I want to almost be the man to let her be the woman who she wants to be. Your husband is no good. I would know how to treat you. I would liberate you. I would let you shine. Because if I'm in a partnership, my goal is that my partner shines brighter than me so I can have a light around me at all times.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, yes. Ladies, are you listening? Are you listening?
I'm going to sing right now. Love and marriage.
Love and marriage.
Get together like a horse and carriage. This, I'll tell you, Beth Ann, you can't have one without the George.
George!
Yeah. So how about you, Jackie?
Oh, man.
I know this might be a difficult one for you, but who do you have the celeb or the character crush on in Why Women Kill?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna eliminate first. I'm gonna eliminate Rob. I cannot stand this male chauvinist at all. He'd be gone the minute we would have dinner. Let's put it that way.
He
wouldn't even get to dinner.
He wouldn't cook for no Rob.
I'm not cook for no Rob. Then let's get to the 1980s with Carl. I can see perhaps not my taste, but just saying, probably would entertain it because he's not. I'm not a gold digger, so because he's well off, he seems respectable. He really seems like he loves Simone.
He does,
and he really does. He just can't help that, you know, maybe he wants to be polyamorous also, and they're not uncovering this territory yet because it is the 80s. It something that wasn't really maybe a thing. Not really sure. So I would lean towards him, but I would not leave out Tommy. Hello, he's
Tommy.
Hot. Why would you not?
Tommy Gunn.
Give Tommy a chance, right? I mean, he's a cutie pie. I'm just not leaving out all the guys. And then Eli, I would favor towards him too, even though I'm like, hey, you're being a little lazy. You better start writing your script. Start doing some work, because I know how, you know, it should be. It should not just be the woman working. Mm-hmm. But Eli just has a really, you could tell he loves Taylor so much too. There's so much love there. You know what I'm saying?
It's natural.
It's a natural.
It's seamless.
It's seamless.
The way he, although he's not playing his position in society.
Exactly.
His attraction and love towards her is very seamless.
Yeah, exactly. And if I was into women, I would go with, I mean, Lucy Liu is hot too. They're all beautiful. But I'm just loving this Beth Ann character.
Beth Ann.
And what loyalty.
Whoop, whoop. She got
whoop,
two likes from
whoop,
us.
Whoop.
Beth Ann, do your thing.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And now we're going to get into talk about Beth Ann. We're going to talk about Lucy Liu. She is up in the news for me here.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Mm-hmm. So after playing a female version of Sherlock Holmes' sidekick, Dr. Watson, on Elementary, Lucy Liu was hoping to grab another substantial role with her next series, which is this one. Fortunately, an old friend producer, Mark Cherry, approached her with a new role in a new show, Why Women Kill. That seemed tailored-made for her. When Cherry told her about it, she recalls she realized and she could definitely channel her inner murderer, especially if she was doing it for Cherry. She loves him. Lucy mentions how comedy is her favorite, and she loves playing Simone with all the indulgence and the drama that comes with that character. And Lucy also jokes while she's like laughing. She's like, I've killed many in my career and I am a woman in this business. So hello. And she chuckles and then she makes something and also says, you know, making someone laugh is the one most powerful thing that you can do. Can you believe that? Facts.
Let me say something. Yeah. I want to emphasize in the news about it, the role being tailor-made for Lucy Liu. I want to underline that 10 times.
Yes.
I can't imagine the role of Simone. You know an actor is good when you can't imagine someone else filling those shoes. This is a Heath Ledger Joker moment.
Exactly.
No one can do what Lucy Liu has been doing and is doing in the role of Simone.
Yes.
And I'm here for it. 24/7.
I am here for
CBS. You could stream. So I'm literally going to stream it all day. That's
all
what I'm
day
do.
Long. And check out that picture right there where she's doing a lunge and her Lucy Liu little 80s like workout
she's
gear.
In
that's,
it.
That's 1984 to the max. And she has that on her Instagram. Another thing she has on her Instagram is it's with her son. There's a picture that's going to be popping up. Oh, there he is. His birthday was just a few days ago, and she says, happy birthday, darling boy. What a cutie.
That
happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Lucy
darling.
Yep. Something darling.
Darling
like that one
son.
Happy birthday to
you. Oh, he's precious. Yeah, Lucy Liu, we love you.
Why am I singing? I can't even sing, but this episode got me singing.
It makes you want to sing.
I want to sing. I'm
we
alive.
Can all sing. Trust me.
We got it.
It's all in us. It's all in us. Yeah, I mean, my goodness. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I love this episode.
I'm loving
it. I love this episode.
I don't want the episode to end. I don't want this
after
show to end.
No, me neither, George. Okay, for episode 4, what do you predict?
Episode 4. Let's start with Carl.
Okay,
Carl
let's go there.
Is going to find out. Because you see how the other waiter walked in on the almost kiss between Simone and Tommy?
Yes.
I think they're being a little hot. That's what we call it in DC when you're being obvious with something. They're being hot with it. They're being a little hot with their, I don't want to call it relationship, but their hookups.
Yes.
And I think that Carl's catching on and he's going to walk into a kiss and we're going to have some explosions happen there. Sheila, I feel the real Sheila is going to get even more involved with the plotting. I like what's happening. Yeah. I don't think that it's going to come to surface just yet. There's going to be some more fun plotting happening.
That's right.
That's what I see happening in the next
episode. Ooh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to piggyback on that. I feel like Sheila is definitely going to be in the next episode way more. And they're going to have like an outing. Sheila.
It's going to be a party.
Bessette.
It's going to be a girl's trip.
It's going to be, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to cry. But, oh, yes. Oh,
you
my
cry
God.
Too if it happened to you. I came in on the lower part because I was going to go
I
high.
I like that. April and Bethann and Sheila are going to all get together and they're going to have like a girl's night out. And
it's going to be a Tiffany Haddish girl trip.
Yeah, I just feel like Bethann is going to slowly start just moving away from like being this housewife, and she's just gonna stand on her own 2 feet and figure herself out and be like, I think April is gonna inspire her, like you know, like I want to be a singer, and she's like, well, I'm a pianist.
Wow.
And maybe they
profound,
might like
profound, Jackie. That's profound. The woman who's sleeping with her husband and who is hurting her is actually going to help birth her true life.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes,
levels
yes, yes.
and layers.
Ow! Boom! Can't wait for next episode. And I feel like Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy.
I don't know. I mean, because this is called Why Women Kill. Like, somebody's got to die soon. I'm thinking, because I saw something on Instagram, and it didn't say anything about killing, but she's like, oh, Tommy rapped. And I'm going, does he get killed? What do you people think? Is he getting killed next episode? Because I'm like, let's keep his nice looking face. Is he going to get killed? Like, what?
I hope not, because I'm trying to get a six pack, and that was motivation.
that was motivation.
Like the law of attraction on the screen.
But yes, Carl's definitely going to find out. He's going to find out.
It's going down.
It's tit for tat. Like, ooh, you cheated on me, Carl? Well, Simone's like, and I'm cheating on you.
I'm glad
that's what's
we
going
agree
on
there, because that's clearly going to happen. It's going to happen.
Exactly. And I feel that Jade is going to go to Europe. No matter what we just saw, I feel like she's going to go to Europe. I'm not saying she's not going to come back. I'm just saying, I think she's going to go.
FOMO. She got FOMO.
My goodness, guys, listen. Season 1, episode 3. I don't even want this to end. Listen, write your comments. I'm going to write back. George is going to write back. We're going to just keep interacting till next week, because we just can't wait for next week to happen already. We're just like, fast forward.
I can't. I'm going to go ahead and call this the best episode so far, Jackie.
Yes, I call it too. Ding, 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 ding. Best episode, episode 3. Yay!
Well done.
Exactly. So we're going to have to wrap it up here at AfterBuzz. We love you guys so much. George, where can people find you?
Everyone, please find me at Mr. George Corey on all social media platforms. And this show does take place in Burbank. Well, next week in Burbank at the AMC 16 Theater, I will be premiering my television series pilot, Black Coffee. I hope it gets as fraction of a good a reaction as Why Women Kill does. So please come out and watch it and support me.
That's right. Congratulations,
thank
George.
You.
That's freaking
appreciate
amazing.
That. Thank you.
I love that. And hey, guys, you can find me at JackieNova7. You can also go to oxfilms.us. That is a Richard Ryan film. Richard Ryan and I produced it, directed it, and I were both starring in it. And it's called Art of Deception. It comes out this fall in October worldwide. We are so stoked.
I want to shout out Richard Ryan.
Yeah,
he got mad talent. He's
exactly.
A good dude.
And guys, I'm here on AfterBuzz. Just Google my name, because there's so many shows I can't even run them down. But this Sunday is going to be El Secreto de Selena. So watch out for that. It's full-blown Spanish, baby. Guys, we love you. Take care. Thank you for watching us here at AfterBuzz. Episode 3. Next week, episode 4. We love you. Here at AfterBuzz TV, thank you, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. Bye-bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.